We're joined on Media Center by our number one qualifier, Clay Milliken, in top field. His 3.758 at 331.12 mile an hour pass from last night stood up for his number one qualifying position. Clay, talk about when you have that home run like you were talking about last night. You know, what were you guys working on this afternoon out here?
Well, I told y'all last night that I thought it would stay, but typical Atlanta, the weather changed. And we went up first qualifier today, you know, made a nice solid run, and Brittany was knocking on the door of taking that number one spot away. And we just kind of went up on the last run, and I told y'all we just wanted to go down the racetrack. We made a decision, and Grubby's really awesome about that. He has final decision, but as a group, we kind of got together, and he's like, I feel like we need to defend. That's what he called it. We need to defend. And so we were pushing, but he wasn't pushing to go 75 again. He was pushing to go quicker than that, and got very close to making it. It really, really did. I mean, it got real close to being able to make that down the racetrack. We were ahead of Brittany. She made a great run, 76-0. I mean, she was just right there. But we held in there and, you know, got the green hat. I messed that up last night. But looking for that yellow one tomorrow for sure.
So you got everything out of today that you were hoping to get?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the car was very, I guess you would say tunable was the correct thing, but controllable, because that's been the issue with the car is it wants to go fast all the time. And so we've been trying to figure out how to slow it down so it was controllable today. And I bragged about it. It kind of started in Charlotte that I have nothing to do with it. Grubby is really starting to get a handle on it. Kept the thing basically down the racetrack every run. Like I say, the last run we for sure were pushing and wasn't really surprised it got loose. But had it made it, everybody would have been like, wow, you know, and that's kind of what we were doing. We were pushing. But it was a good day. Good day. Looking very much forward to tomorrow. And, you know, hate to swap gears, but certainly thinking about, you know, what happened earlier today with the top sportsman cars. Man, you know, we all know what can happen, and NHRA has more, I don't know what the number is, 200 mile an hour runs by more individuals than any sport in the world. And, you know, we kind of get used to these things just go down the racetrack. And, you know, so I'm certainly thinking about families that were involved in that today. I mean, it's part of what we do, but man, you just hate to see anything like that happen.
I want to know about the dog.
The dog is certainly become the run of the house. His name's Iggy, I-G-G-Y, like Iggy Pop. But that's not really, it's really a rap song, I-G-G-Y. But anyway, yeah. I can't sing, can't rap either. But he is a miniature bull terrier. He's almost full size, we hope, because we're getting old. We don't want to be picking a 70-something pound dog up like we had in the past. But he is the most on-the-gas animal I have ever seen in my life. He has his own Instagram account, and he's become a little rock star out here. And the shirts that we sell, actually, we have a caricature of him on our shirts, and we give all the money to charity. It goes to an organization called Paws and Claws. And what they do is go to shelters and dogs that are about to be euthanized. This group finds homes for those dogs, and we're very partial to animals, that's for sure.
Is it safe to say that he can run 1,000 feet faster than you can?
Oh, absolutely. He can drag me 1,000 feet. That's no question about it. He is a handful. You would think that he stays over in Brittany's pit all the time or whatever, drinking energy drinks nonstop, because he doesn't quit. He's actually being pretty good right now, but here comes the biting.
Is it encouraging that now that we're starting to get into the hot weather part of the season, that now you guys seem to have figured out that tune-up that will allow you to outrun the other guy?
Absolutely. It's starting to look like Grubby's really got a handle on, you know, something besides the home run session. He's making the car go down the racetrack when it's hot out, and that makes me very excited. And on the way up here, Whitney and I were just saying that Grubby kind of had a little smile on his face, even though we smoked the tires. You know, it was, it is definitely a good sign for the months we have in front of us here until we get into that home run weather again.
you have a championship in a former.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, six of them. IHRA.
Right. In a different version of racing.
I have.
I cannot believe that, Biggie.
Boy. We just had our first ticket to the media center.
It's a big word, don't you?
Rate your crew chief right now.
He is.
In comparison.
He is, and I have said this, and I've said it to him. He and Mike Glover are the two smartest guys I've ever worked with, hands down. They are very similar in that they think completely different than anyone I've ever been around that runs these cars. They do not see things the way everybody else sees it. They think further through anything they want to do to the car. They research more than anybody I've ever been around. Very similar in that fashion. So it's you know, it is definitely a good way to look at it. Those two guys are very similar. Smart, smart guys. Way smarter than I am, I promise you that.
I think Izzy might be a little smarter.
Yes. That's for sure.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much, Clay.
Thank you, guys.